My friend, if you will understand my fortunes, what they are, I once had cattle, house, and land, but now I am never the near. My father left a good estate, as I may tell to thee. I caused and was of all I had, like a great booby. I caused and was of all I had, like a great booby. I went to school with a good intent, and for to learn my book. And all the day I went to play, in it I never did look. For 7 years, or very nigh, as I may tell to thee, I could hardly say my Christ cross row, like a great booby. I could hardly say my Christ cross row, like a great booby. My father then in all the haste did set me to the plough, and for to lash the horse about, indeed I knew not how. My father took his whip in hand and soundly lashed me. He called me fool and country clown, like a great booby. He called me fool and country clown, like a great booby. But I did from my father run, for I will plough no more, because he had so slashed me and made my side so sore. But I will go to London town some fashions for to see. When I came there, they called me clown and great booby. When I came there, they called me clown and great booby. But as I went along the street, I carried my hat in my hand, and to every one that I did meet, I bravely bust my hand. Some did laugh, and some did scoff, and some did mock at me, and some did say I was a woodcock and a great booby. And some did say I was a woodcock and a great booby. Then I did walk in haste to Paul's, the steeple for to view, because I heard some people say it should be builded new. Then I got up unto the top, the city for to see. It was so high it made me cry, like a great booby. It was so high it made me cry, like a great booby. From thence I went to Westminster, and for to see the tombs. Oh, said I, what a house is here, with an infinite sight of rooms. Sweetly the abbey bells did ring, it was a fine sight to see. Methought I was going to heaven in a string, like a great booby. Methought I was going to heaven in a string, like a great booby. But as I went along the street the most part of the day, many gallants I did meet, methought they were very gay. I blew nose and pissed my hose, some people did me see. They said I was a beastly fool and a great booby. They said I was a beastly fool and a great booby. Next day I threw by corner past the roast meat on the stall. Invited me to take a taste, my money was but small. The meat I picked, the cook me kicked, as I may tell to thee. He beat me sore and made me roar, like a great booby. He beat me sore and made me roar, like a great booby. As I through Smithfield lately walked, a gallant lass I met. Familiarly with me she talked, which I cannot forget. She proffered me a pint of wine, methought she was wondrous free. To the tavern then I went with her, like a great booby. To the tavern then I went with her, like a great booby. She told me we were near of kin, and called for wine good store. Before the reckoning was brought in, my cousin proved a whore. My purse she picked begged and went away, my cousin cozened me. The vintner kicked me out of door like a great booby. The vintner kicked me out of door like a great booby. To Paris Garden then I went, where there is great resort. My pleasure was my punishment, I did not like the sport. The garden bull with his stone horns on high then tossed me. I did bewray myself with fear like a great booby. I did bewray myself with fear like a great booby. The bear herd went to save me then, the people flocked about. I told the bear garden men, my guts were almost out. They said I stunk most grievously, no man would pity me. They called me witless fool and ass and great booby. They called me witless fool and ass and great booby. Then o'er the water I did pass, as you shall understand. I dropped into the Thames, alas, before I came to land. The waterman did help me out, and thus did say to me, 'Tis not thy fortune to be drowned like a great booby. 'Tis not thy fortune to be drowned like a great booby. But I have learned so much wit, shall shorten all my cares, if I can but a license get to play before the bears. 'Twould be a gallant place indeed, as I may tell to thee. Then who dares call me fool or ass or great booby? Then who dares call me fool or ass or great booby?'